eventually, hopefully, I'll get there. Okay. So, again, the topic of Shabbat B'tzaza Batla Kula is really a very massive topic. Again, we're not going to be able to do it all, even though it would be great to do it all. But it's very rooted in the, of course, in the Sugya, in Makos in particular. And again, in our Gemara here in Sanhedrin, and a few other Sugyas as well, including later on, Daf Lamed Aleph and Mem Aleph. But I just do want to talk about a few outstanding issues before we move over to the Palginim Dibure, which is connected to its side of it. So I think the last thing that we were discussing was, what, Edekiyum? Is that the last thing we were at? Yeah? I said I wanted to speak a little bit more about Edekiyum and Shtoros and Dayanim, and then I want to go back and talk a little bit about the conditions of Tziruf, and then speak about Eid Shabbatla in the Chafetza Shel Eidos, and then Palginim Dibure itself. Those are the things, the agenda in front of us. It's a pretty big agenda. But we'll, as I say, we'll try to move quickly, so you'll excuse me for the pace or for skipping things. So we prefer Gittin V'Kiddushim, that's a very critical issue. Not only because, again, already the Balei Tosfos were concerned about it, Halacha L'maisa, how do you ever have a wedding, you know, which isn't threatened by Eid Shabbat V'Tosfos Batla Kula. So we discussed some aspects of this already. I think I mentioned the, we of course mentioned the Ritva, and we discussed you know, how the Balei Tosfos get out of this, it's one of their rayas, and we also discussed the idea of the Ksos, that you know, there's a kind of implicit Yichud Eidim, and I was suggesting to go further than that on two levels. Number one, that the Yichud Eidim, the implicit Yichud Eidim issue is something that is unique to Kiddushin or Ishus, because that's his domain. And in a typical functioning role of Eidim, they're Eidei Re'iya on an objective Maisa, which is impacts on Balei Dvarim, but it doesn't make it the domain of the Balei Dvarim. It's the domain of anybody who observes it. But when it comes to a matter of kiddushin, of ishus, you know, you get to invite, you know, you get to send out invitations for the wedding. I don't mean that seriously. But what I do mean is that the decision to get married is, I mean, that is true, but the decision to get married is a decision of the husband and the wife, in particular, likikach ish isha, of the husband. And therefore, the idea that he's the baldavar to decide who can be the Eidim is already a factor. The fact that it's Yitzira Sachalos and that the Eidei Kiyum, if they are really Eidei Likiyume Milsa, are part of that, you know, Hitavut, Ha'ishus, or Hachalos, that's a second already level. Not only is it, you know, his show and his decision, and therefore he's the Baldavar, but what I'm saying is beyond that, the Eidei Kiyum function itself is one which is about Yitziras HaChalos, which is belongs to the Bailim. And then just, you know, a giant step beyond that, I was suggesting, and we do have maybe a parallel to that in Shtaros, but I was suggesting boldly, I don't know if anybody really thinks this except maybe me, and that is that if Eidei Kiyum plays the function that it plays, so maybe the Hagdara of what is an aid is different in Eidei Birur and an Eidei Kiyum. Meaning that maybe you could say that Eidim Psulim don't have a shame aid, you know, at all when it comes to Gittin, the Kiddusha. Therefore, there would be no din of Batla Mitzasa, Batla Kula at all, because, now again, this notion that Eidim, who are Psulim, don't have a shame aid is something that we do find. Although it has to be adjusted a little bit, and that's the Nesivas. The Nesivas in Siman Lamed Vav, which we'll discuss more fully in just a couple of minutes, has the suggestion to interpret the Shitas Harif in the Tshuva, which we'll talk about in a few minutes also, that really there are two dinim in Eid Shabbat L'Mitzasa Batla Kula. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but one din is the idea that when you have a functioning Eidos, but there is, they have a shame aid, and you have Hagadas Eidos, and nonetheless there's a deficiency, there's some sort of chisaron in some of the Eidim or Eidos, so that drags everything else down. That's the classical din of Eid Shabbat L'Mitzasa Batla Kula. But the Nesivos, in interpreting the Rif at least, makes the suggestion, the Tshuvas HaRif, that that's not the classical case of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karvu Pasul Ein Shabbat L'Pasasa Bat L'Kula. That, meaning what I just described, which we normally consider to be the typical Ein Shabbat L'Pasasa Bat L'Kula, that's limited to things like, and we'll discuss this more in a minute, Eini Odeya B'Chakiros. If there's Eini Odeya B'Chakiros, in other words, let's say you have three Edim, and one of them is Eini Odeya B'Chakiros, right? So the Eini Odeya B'Chakiros is not, according to the Tzivas, he's not Mufka Mishem Eid, just that his Edus doesn't work. That's also questionable, as we know. And as such, we apply there the din of Eini Shabbatla B'Tzasa Batla Kula. But, he says, if somebody is a Karov, I should really read this in, so you don't know that I'm not making it up. If somebody is a Karov, really, or a Pasul, maybe what you really should say is that he doesn't have a Shein Eid. Ah, but the classical case of Batla B'Tzasa Batla Kula is that case. So the Nesiva says, yeah, for the Rif, that's because the Rif was of the opinion that the Ksherim are the ones, you know, whose attitude, whose awareness, and whose perspective is Koveya for Batla B'Tzasa Batla Kula. This is what the Rif was Mechadesh, right? And it's, you know... a major debate among the Rishonim, which we'll discuss in another minute or two, hopefully, or maybe 10 or 15, and that is, who is Koveya the Tziruf, right? Is it just objective, the fact that there are circumstances that link together Edim, Ksherim, and Psulim, and that's the basis for Batla B'Tzasa Batla Kula? Or is it one, if there are Ksherim and there are Psulim, is it the Ksherim, or is it the Psulim, right? So, B'Pashtos, you would think, that it should be the Ksherim, right? Because they're the Eidim. Or is it the Psulim? So, again, the Bali Tosis, when they ask in Makos and elsewhere, you know, what are you going to do every time, you know, there's Eidus that's going to discriminate or that's, you know, going to cause a problem, let the, against the Baldavar, let him bring his relatives to court and let the Psulim say, yeah, we were miskaven, you know, to be Edom at the time. That's how Tosis and Makos, you know, formulates the question. Then Tosis answers by quoting Reb Chaim Cohen, we've discussed this already, right, that says, no, it doesn't depend on the Psulim, it depends on the attitude of the Ksheir. Anyway, the Tshuvas HaRif also takes this position, and says that it depends on the... One second. It depends on the Ksherim and their attitude. The question is, what do we mean by that? So the Ramban understood the Rif, and this is reinforced a little bit in the... in another tshuva, that, again, the tshuva of the Rif is... Where did I say it was in the numbers? Kuf Ayin Vav. It's Tshuvas HaRif Simin Kuf Samach Zayin. I just happen to have it in the Yotzer Gonim here. That Zeush Omar Ha'ed Hasheni Lo Yadati Im Karav Hu Iblav Roim Im Inner Rogilito Yitachen Shelo Yadam Hu Karav Im Lav Veduso Kshera. The Rif is of the opinion that there has to be an awareness on the part of the Ksherim that some of his some of their compatriots are, or one of their compatriots is a pasul. That's why he says, if these people all know each other, they know who's kasher and who's pasul. But otherwise, you don't say Ein Shabbat B'Tzasa Batla Kula. So it depends on the Ksherim, and not only on their interest, but on their awareness and knowledge. Earlier, there's another tshuva quoted in the Gaonim. That to similar effect, that aval im nitpelu aksherim lipsulim, right lekavana v'chasmu imayim, v'noadu yachad lahoid edusam kulam b'teila. The Tan Rabbi Kiva Omer lo ba hashlishi lahachmar levelalasos dino ki yotze ba'elu. The Talmud Rabbi Kiva onesh hakosav sanitpel over avera ka over avera. Umehay taima ka amar mashnayim nimsachem em karva pasul edusam b'teila. Af shloshim nimsachem em karv opasale dusan betela. So this one, this is in Kuf Ayin Gimel in the Otsar Gonim, it's really a tshuva the Gonim, is even more explicit, and this is how the Ramban interprets the position of the Rif in his tshuva, that basically we take the view that the ksherim are koveya, but the ksherim are koveya because by intentionally associating themselves with awareness that these people are psulim, they're nitfal lipsulim. And that's the diuk in the discussion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. I think I mentioned, not going to have a chance probably to go further into it, that the Rishonim debate in Makos, the relationship between Rabbi Akiva's comment and Rabbi Shimon's comment, we already discussed in the last year before the end of the semester, right, or the one before that, that there's a debate between Rashi and Tosis and other Rishonim whether or not Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shimon dispute the matter of Adshia Zumu as Kulam and Kulas and Chumras in this matter of being Nitfal. But the Rishonim also debate whether or not the din of Nitfal over Avera is something that is a formulation that is limited to Hazama, because that's the nature of the psul. Moreover, in the case of Hazama, as we noted again and again, it affects Batam Mitzasa Batal Kula and the need for Tokide Dibor and numerous other things. Since if you believe that the Edim Zomimim are Edei Sheker, there is no Re'ia to be Mitzarif them. So the only Davar HaMitzarif is the Haggadah, and therefore you might need, that's the view of Balei Tosis, that you need Tokide Dibor in these dinim, only in Hazama for that reason. Moreover, for that reason, maybe we emphasize the din of Nitfalim la'ovre Avera, because there isn't an organic, natural kat, because the whole point is that we don't believe that these people were really there. And again, and those who are cholek, whether it's on Batla Mitzasa, Batla Kula, or in these other issues, and it's interesting where you draw the line, are assuming that maybe we're not 100% sure that they weren't there. There's a din of Hazama, but there's not an absolute objective and a conclusion that they're sheker. We discussed this already. But the bigger point I'm trying to make is when we use the formulation nitpalin la'ovre avera, is that limited to Hazama for various reasons, right? Or is that also carry over to Eidah Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula? So the Ramban understands, and this is what this Tshuva Sagaonim is saying, and the Ramban understands that that's a pshat in the Rif as well, that when we ask the Ksherim, what the Ksherim are really saying is, we're Nitfalin Le'ovre Avera. We're Nitfalin, rather, Le'psulin. So this, of course, is a whole different take on Eidah Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. But what the Nesivas is suggesting for the Rif, based on that, is that there really are two separate dinim, and they are as follows. This is his comment. Second. Chenir dashach mechalek dafka benim sakarov opasol svir la harif kain. This is sifkatan hay in the Nesivas. Kivin she'ein shame edus al hapsul. This is an important principle. The hapsul lav edu. Lo shayich lomar edus shabat lamitasa bat lakula. The hapsul lav edusu. Right. That's what the Ravid and the Rimigash say about Baldavar, that he's not a shame aid, that he's simply mufka mi edus, and therefore he can't say bat lamitasa bat lakula. The Nesivos is suggesting for the Rif that there's no batla mitzasa batla kula in krovim and psulim because they don't have a shame aid. But then, of course, the problem is, but the whole point is that it's nimsachem em karv apostle. That's the paradigm. So that's where he adds, the ein hakosher nifsal rak mitam shetzirfu atzmo lepsulim mishum hachi kishak sherim lo yadu bepsula psulim the ein aleim asham b'meshet sirfu atzma lepsulan lo nispat leidusan. Mashen ke bishukulam ksherim le'edus, the edus shall kosher echad nisbatel batlu kulan mitam edus shabatla mitzasa batla kulam. So basically, it's, I think, very bedochak, but I think it's fascinating, and as paradigms, I think it's very interesting. The Nesivos is basically saying that there are two paradigms for batla mitzvah and batla kula. One is when you have, we'll get back to this as well, when you have a shemed or edus kshera, but we don't, it's not effective, then we say edus shabatla mitzvah batla kula. But when you have a kar of a pasul, mitzad, technically, edus shabatla mitzvah batla kula, you wouldn't say this din. Because he thinks, maybe according to the Rif, that every karov and every pasul, of course, you could have been mechalik between krovim and psulim too. You might say that krovim, right, are not mufka miedus, it's just a circumstance of who they happen to be, you know, connected to or related to. I've said in the past that you might even think, layum sa'avos abanim, that the psul of kurva is more of a kabbalas edus problem than it is a psul problem. Even if it is a psul problem, it's not an objective psul agabra because he can be made in another din Torah as opposed to a rasha. So to say that there's a difference between the difference, there's a difference between psulim and rishayim, certainly very reasonable. It's an issue that also may come up in tchilas of a self of bekashrus, I should add. Either way, the Nesivos is saying for the Rif that krovim and psulim are mufka mishem eid. The only thing is that there are two. There's another din, and that's nitpalim laveir. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying a couple of minutes ago, I was suggesting that if you want to, you know, get the result of the ksos, namely that there's no din lemaisa, there's no chashash, even without yichud edim, there's no din of edus shabatla mitzvah batla kula in gittin v'kiddushin, but you want to get that result without the idea of the implicit yichud, even though I've tried to justify that on three different layers. What you might say is that even if there is a shame aid puzzle when it comes to krovim or psulim or both against, you know, the Nesivos and like most of the Rishonim, and therefore you do say batla mitzvah batla kula, when it comes to ede biror, maybe when it comes to ede kiyum, which is about creating this chalos, for that you dafka need to be an ede kosher. And anybody who's not an ede kosher is not mufka. In other words, when it comes to biror, being an observer, everybody can see, you know, the murder. Everybody can see the loan, you know, and so on and so forth. And then the question is, you know, is he an aid kosher or is he an aid puzzle? But if the yisod of aid kiyum is that their stature as aidim is a solemnizing presence, you know, again, observing isn't enough because according to the Ritva, being roa machori ageder, you know, not just for reasons of Mishatani Bach, is a pgam. So the observing part isn't what's important. That's the whole yisod of the Ritva, that it depends on Shas Ri'iya and never on Shas Haggadah. So once you say that, is it possible that only Edim Ksherim can qualify as a shame aid in Edekim? That's a big chiddush, but I'm suggesting it. Then you would have a foolproof way, right, to inoculate against the problem of batla mitzasa, batla kul. Now the other suggestion is the one of the Nesivos that I want to get back to, and that is that maybe, I think I made a mistake last time. Somebody asked me if it's midin dayonim, we should need three. I looked at the Nesivos again, he does require three. So well, that's important, we'll get back to that. But the other possibility is that if you have three dayonim, if you have three, rather, edim, that they could serve the function of lote shmiya gedola meriya, and they could serve as dayanim. That's the suggestion of the Nesivos. The Nesivos says that chalitza, kiddushin, gittin, all require nikiyim, but for three different reasons. And in his opinion, lote shmiya gedola meriya will apply, whether it's a kavla achrini or a shvuye shtara, or you know, the special din in chalitza. Dayanim will be able to serve that function as well. And if you hold, and this is one of the things I want to talk just to review for a minute or two about anyway, if you hold that in Dayanim we don't say batla mitzasa, batla kula, so then once again you'll have a way to solve the problem of nimtza echamim karva pasul in the context of gitin and kiddush. What's fascinating is if you look at the regarding the Gittin v'Kiddushin application here, if you look at the Ramah in Evan Ezer, There's and that's really what the I think Robbie read it the other day. Oh, I don't have an Ebenezer here. You know, the Avnei Bilui, the Iksos makes reference to his comments in Simon Membeis in Avnei Ezer. What, anybody have a chance to look it up? No? If you look at the Ramah there in Simon Membeis Sif Beis has a remarkable psalm. Do you have it in the on the program? Yeah. Is it possible to get just Membeis Beis, just to, you'll see I'm not making it up. It's always important. Yeah, the Ramah. So the Ramah there says, if you're Mekadesh Bifnei Shnayim, and one of them turns out to be a Karov, then what remains, the one who remains, will be an Eid Echad, and will say Choshesh and Likidushin, according to the Mefarshim, who think that Mekadesh Bifnei Echad, Choshesh and Likidushin, the Smag, and a small group of Rishonim. Normally, most Rishonim Paskin, the mainstream Psak is, in the Sugi and Kedushin Samachay, as a Mekadesh Bifnei Echad, Ein Choshesh and Likidushin. But the Smag and a few others were Machmir, that a Mekadesh Bifnei Echad, Choshesh and Likidushin. So what will happen for them, if Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Opasol, so you knock him out, and you're left with Eid Echad. So that's the Rama. You have it here? So you just see that it's there. Is it there?
It is there.
Okay, go ahead. If you don't mind, just read it. That's fine. Yeah. Okay, so the question is, there are two questions. One is, what happened to Eidus HaBatla Miktasa Batla Kula? Right? Again, based on what we were just discussing, whether it's the Ritva himself or the Ksos, my additions to the Ksos, my leap beyond the Ksos, the Nesivas, well, again, the Nesivas will help if there are only two, right? And then, especially if there's only one. But, okay, so that's question number one. What happened to the din of Eidus HaBatla Miktasa Batla Kula? But especially if you don't hold like the Ritva or whatever, then that becomes a particularly pointed question. What's going on here? Right. The second question is, if for some reason there's no din of Eidus HaBatla Miktasa Batla Kula in this case, or in Eid HaKiyum in general, so then why this strange case? Why not just say, when you have three Eidim and one turns out to be Pasul, that the two remaining can be can serve as Eid HaKiyum, and you don't need to work with the smog, right? Is it a coincidence that we're dealing with Dafka with this particular case? So, on one level, what you might say, you know, even if you didn't want to analyze it too much beyond that, is that this is a parallel to Tosis's, in Tosis and Makos's explanation of the discussion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi, meaning, unlike Rashi, who said that the distinction between Dine Mamadus and Dine Nefashos is based on, you know, V'hitzilo Ha'eda, right, which is a very fascinating view, right? The Bali Tosis explained that the fact that Eid Echad is Mechaya V'Shvua, and everybody will certainly agree, says Tosis, that Eid Echad is still Mechaya V'Shvua, even if you have Shnayim Eidim and Nimsachem and Karv Apostle, so they can no longer be... you know, three will no longer be two or whatever, but in terms of being Mechaya V'Shvua Al Yedei Eid Echad, that certainly is fine and good, right? So that was the view of, and so therefore the Huadin, that even if you have, you know, Shnayim, and you, or you have Shlosha and you want to use Shnayim, they can serve as Shnayim too. And we try to explain, and that's kind of what Reb Chaim, I think, is suggesting as well, that in the Grach al HaShas there, that the idea is whether or not we're dealing with a concept of kat, right, an integrated unit, or we're dealing with two Eid Echads, and then we talked a little bit about the relationship between Echad B'Shvua and Eid Echad B'Mamon, you know, against that background, correct? But the point here is that if you hold that a Mekadesh B'Fnei Echad Koshishin Likidushin, right, the Smag, so you might have, you don't necessarily have the Rabbi Yossi, you know, conclusion of Bale Tosis, but you have at least the first 50% of it, which is assumed to be true in Tosis, even according to Rebbe. Namely, that you can be Mechaya V'Shvua, even after you've said Batla Miktasa, Batla Kula, because even though the status of Eidus and Eidim right, has been, you know, neutralized by Eid Shabbat Lepsasa Batla Kula, but the din of Eid Echad is still Chai V'Kayam. That's not Nisbatel Ayidei Batla Lepsasa Batla Kula. Right? Now that's not obvious at all, as we mentioned. That's what Tosis assumes. The Meiri and Makos says it as well. The Ritva happens to disagree. If you look at the Ritva and Makos, he says that's just plain wrong. It's not true that you can be Mechayev Ashvua Al Yedei Eid Echad after Batla Mektasa Batla Kula. It's not true. The Sheimed, obviously he assumes the overlap, based on, you know, other Makoros that we discussed. But if you do accept that idea, so that will explain both that you do say Batla Mektasa Batla Kula, but B'Torah Seid Echad is still standing. Of course, then you'd have to assume that the Smag's Choshesh and Likidushin, right, is based, you might say, well, the only reason the Smag is Choshesh Likidushin would be because you think that Eid Echad is Dafka, a form of Eid and Eidus. Not if you think that it's a separate Mechayiv. There's a certain irony in all of this, but if you can get past the irony, you'd have a structural parallel, and you would be saying, okay, you know, Eid Shabbat L'Metzasa beats Eidim and Eidus, but it doesn't beat Eid Echad, even according to the view that Choshen LeKiddushin, the Smag, Udi Imeh. If you look at the Piskei Tshuva Latar, there in Evan Lazer, they quote the Tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger. We don't have to get it right now, but you'll see it there, who has a very technical explanation of all of this. But the basic idea, which I'm suggesting, I would want to expand it, I found later on in Rav Meir Simcha, the Kiddush Rav Meir Simcha, in Sanhedrin Gimel Amud Aleph, a piece that we already saw earlier in the year where we talked about Dayanim, and that is he basically says the same idea. And that is that if you hold a Mekadosh Bifnei Eid Echad Choshesh and Kiddushin, right? So what you're really saying is that you don't need a kat, you need, you know, individual Eidim. And if you need individual Eidim, then, you know, Mekadosh Bifnei Eid Echad maybe also Choshishin Likidushin. Right? If you needed a kat, then Eid Echad would be zero. If you need two Eidim generally, then at least Eid Echad, maybe, still maybe, is half. You're halfway there, right? So the point is that Batla Mektasa Batla Kula is a din in the unit. It's a din in the kat. It's not a din in individual Eid Echads. So I think what he's suggesting is, if I remember correctly, was to highlight, in other words, if you hold like the smag, the imei, namely that even in kiddushin, what's happening is not two eidim or eidus, akat, but two eid echads. So then what you might explain is that batla b'tasa batla kula just doesn't apply. In other words, the same idea that we find in Rabbi Yossi, Neged Revi for Dine Maminus, may be true for Ishus Aliba Dismak. So this is, I think, an approach. The Beis Shmuel, Sivkot Ches, there in Simen Mem Beis, says a little bit differently. It says the whole din of Eid Shabbat L'Metzasa Batla Kula is a din in Gemar Din and Psak and Birur and Onshim. But if you're talking about the re'ia of and the presence, the nochut of the Eidim and Eidei Kiyum, that's a whole different story completely. So I think what the Beit Shmuel is trying to say is something very similar to the Ritva. Not necessarily based on the Ritva. Maybe the heavier emphasis is in the contrast. For Batla Mektasa Batla Kula, you need a focus on Onshim and Psak Din. And here, even if it's Tzorech Birur or Birur, it's still not about a Psak Din, and it's not about Onshim. So maybe the Din of Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula does not apply. But I think that it's, you know, not even a skip and a jump, you know, from there to say what I was kind of suggesting for you know, for the Ritva, and that is that, you know, fundamentally, you know, you just don't have Batla Matasa Batla Kula in Eidei Kiyum. It's a different kind of Eidei. So it's interesting that the Beis Shmuel qualifies this by saying, do you have that, have it there? It's just the language, if you, just very quickly. I think it's Sivkat and Ches. He says, what happens if there is some dispute and later on the Edom have to go to Bezdin and be Mavarer? So he says, as long as you're not gomer that din on the basis of these edim, meaning this kat which has mixed ksherim b'psulim, you'll be fine. You have that? No? Is it the right sifkat at least, or it's not? Can't always read my own handwriting, but I think it's sifkat and ches. Mem beis ches and in beis shmuel. For according to the Beis Shmuel, there's no difference between, you know, Eid Echad, I mean, two and one, two down to one, or three down to two, right? Yeah. So according to him, the chiddush for the Beis Shmuel is that the whole problem of batla matasa batla kula is just a din in Haggadah Bebezdin and Gemar Din and Onshin. But anything less than that, the Shemaid is alive, and as long as the Shemaid is alive, then there are still Edim in front of whom you made this Kiddushah. But let's say you have a dispute now and you have to come to court and there's some consequence. So according to Beis Shmuel, that will not work. So the Avnei Miluim is Mechalek within the Beis Shmuel between two cases. He says sometimes you come to court and there's a whole dispute regarding the Eidim. So when that happens, this Hakasha or whatever, then for sure we'll take the view that Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that there's not even a Kiddushah. In other words, their status of the, if there's an issue in Eidei Birur, which requires Birur, then Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that they're not even Eidei Kiyum. That's the Avnei Miluim's suggestion. However, he says, if there's no dispute, it's just to be Mavarer, you know, and you clarify it, you know, somebody says, ooh, like what's, somebody raises the question. And instead of there being a din Torah or a dispute or anything controversial, there's just like the establishment of the reality that there really was a Kiddushan. So the Avnei Miluim says, well, there's no chalos, my language, but there's no chalos in that. I mean, that doesn't really register. That doesn't affect, you know, the Eidei Kiyum status, l'mafreya. That's the chalos. That's the, in other words, the Avnei Miluim, alatar. But I think that one could, in light of everything that we've discussed, that one could disagree. One could say that the status as Eidei Kiyum for the Beis Shmuel is always intact. It's only, you know, trying to be Mavarer on the basis of these Eidim that you get to Batla Matasa, Batla Kula, that you make an absolute demarcation between Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Bir. And it could be that the Ksos here is Lashitaso, because the Ksos in general, both in Avnei Miluim and in the Ksos itself, is not so high on the Ritva's, on this notion that Eidei Kiyum are fundamentally different than Eidei Bir. The Ksos likes the, you know, is bothered by the Rajba's famous question, which is, you know, Dover Dover Mimamon, so how can you make such a, you know, how can you project such a gap between Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Bir? So for the Ksos, once there is a Din Torah and there's a Bir issue, then Igloi Milsal Mafreya, that there's no Kiyum either. But I think others, you know, who would acknowledge that there's a difference between Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Bir qualitatively, might dispute even that point of it. Okay. Right. So that is just what I wanted to fill in terms of Eidei Shabbat L'Matasa Batla Kula in Gittin v'Kiddushin. Let's talk a little bit more about the Nesivos. So I mentioned the Nesivos' suggestion is that you should have three. He also quotes the Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, who we talked about in the beginning of the year, right when he talks about how many you require for Chalitza and the Rashi of Kein Daraisa, you know, Tikkun, and the Rashash versus the famous Rabbi Yehuda. You know, the Rabbi Yehuda's view that you needed three, you know, for you need a Bezdin for a get, and the Rashash disputes it, and so on. Anyway, so the discussion in the Nesivos is based a little bit on analyzing that Rabbi Yehuda as well. But the Nesivos' argument is that if you have three who witness the Kiddushin, the Chalitza, the get, so that is Ein Shmiya Gedola Maria, and that's Betoras Dayanim. And he says, when it comes to Dayanim, there's no Batla Mitzasa Batla. So that, of course, is just to remind everybody that that itself is not such a Dabar Pashut. We know that it's the Suffolk of the Mishnah Malach in Hilchos Seder Perek Tezayin Halakha Hey, whether in Dayanim we say Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. And the Rivashin at Tshuva, on the end of Simin Taf Yud Dalid, unequivocally concludes that even the Gemar Din of a Bezdin does not have a din of Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. The Rid in a Tshuva, Simin Kuftal, we discussed this earlier in the year, is Mechalik between the Masa Matan and the Gemar Din, meaning Gemar Din there is a Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, but not in the Masa Matan. And I wanted to explain that, again, the Masa Matan is more, number one, more theoretical. It's a base Medrash discussion as opposed to the Gemar Din. Number two, the Masa Matan is built on cultivating, actually, the individual perspective. The whole point is, again, we'll get to this in Zabla, but because it's a very big theme there, the whole idea is, to have devil's advocate and to really, push the envelope in terms of, the possibilities, a thorough, exhaustive examination of the case, is one which isn't necessarily consensus-driven, right? It highlights the individual proclivities and opinions. It likes, opinionated, individual dayanim. Whereas the Gemar Din, as we discussed again and again, Reb Chaim's idea, but has strong roots in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, the Ruba Kekulo idea, which is that it's a unit and it's an integrated unit. So the idea that you might say batla mitzasa batla kula in the Gemar Din and dafka not say it in the Masa Matan is certainly very very reasonable. But as we discussed then, the Ksos in Simen Lamed Vav disagrees. The Ksos says there's no din of batla mitzasa batla kula at all in Dayanim. Tries to bring a raya from Rav Acha Brei Dravika. We noted that the Tumim, Rav Acha Brei Dravika, thinks that you can have, Yachid Mumcha and two Hadyotos, and since Hadyotos are Psulim, so apparently there's no Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. And we talked about the fact that Tumim said that Hadyotos are Mufka Mishen Dayan, so there's no Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, there's no Raya at all from there. That's what the Sos isn't so sure about. That's a discussion in the round in Rav David Bonfield. Rameir Simcha, that same piece that I was referring to today, but that I referred to way back then, says either way he doesn't think that you can bring a raya from Rav Acha Brei Dravika, because especially if you hold like the Rush, again I apologize for whoever wasn't here, but Rav Acha Brei Dravika really holds that that the real dayan, the real din is nikbal yedei the dayan yachid, just that you need the three in order to ensure the one. So it's not, there's no team. There's one. So for him, there's no batla mitzasa batla kula in the three, because it's really three to produce one. But Lu Yitzuyar, not like Rav Acha Brei Dravika, but a real Doraisa three-man integrated Bezdin team, right? The consensus majority. Then, for all we know, there would be a din of batla mitzasa. He certainly can't bring a raya from Rav. I was suggesting at the time, even if you don't hold like the Rush, and our Rishonim we don't interpret Rav Acha Brei Dravika like the Rush, but still, it's that configure. At minimum, Rav Acha Brei Dravika thinks that that configuration, forget about who's gomer and who's savir for the moment, whatever it is, even if it's three dayanim and not just three to produce the one, let's say it's three. And maybe even the one can be overridden by the two. We discussed the Tshuva Sagonim and other things, right? So, nonetheless, in the end of the day, this is the combination or configuration that you want. It's not even, right? But everybody is making a contribution, and that's what makes it a closed... on the one hand, that's what makes it a closed unit, but what makes this particular closed unit unique is the fact that it is made up of, you know, a composite group of different types. So even if, you know, normally for other people, Yoshvei Kronos or Hedyotos would be psulim, they're not psulim when they're serving a function, you know, within the three. So it's just not possible under these conditions in that sense. But either way, whether it's a raya or not, the interesting thing is that the Ksos and the Nesivas reject the possibility, even in Gemar Din, like the Rivash, that Dayanim have this halacha, and you know, it very much may depend, as we say, on the issues that we discussed. Okay, so much for that. So now let me talk about shtar for a couple of minutes. As the third, we talked about Gittin V'Kiddushin, talked about shtar. I've talked about Dayanim. Let's talk about shtar for a few minutes. So again, the source of the problem in shtaros, I mentioned the Gaonim Shita. Is the sugya in Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis, right? The Gemara there says that below Bekrovim. Again, I'm sorry, going quickly, but so make sure we get to where we need to go. The Gemara here says that Hayu arba v'chamisha edim chasum malashtar v'nimseach mehem karav apostol tiskayim edus b'shar. That language, of course, is the language reminiscent of Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi's discussion in the Mishnah in Makos on Dav Bava Amud Aleph. Right, tiskayim edus b'shar. So the Gemara says meseila lecheskia damar cheskia milo b'krovim kosher v'altetama shari aver suka posa b'shlosha schach apostol. This refers to the fact that the Gemara says that Yohirchik Esa'edim Shnei Shitim Ben Aksav is pasul, but if you have Edim Psulim, that's better than a blank space. So that's the comparison to Aver Sukkah Posel B'Shlosha, but Tzchak Pasul Posel B'Arba. Anyways, that part aside for the moment. So the Gemara seems to say here unequivocally that Nimsach and Karva Pasul, when it comes to Shtaros, Milo Bikrovim, is not a problem. And the question is, why? So the Rif in Makos, in the first parak, relates to this problem and has a line where he says that Bechazkinan Bekashrus, we assume that even if it's Krovim Upsulim, or Mechazkinan, that this was done for honorific reasons, and it wasn't meant, that really they should be functioning as Edim. So the Radvaz al-Atar, on the Rambam, he just like zeroed in and formulated the question very clearly, which is why I'm quoting it, and he also came to a very radical conclusion because of the question, and that is, he asks very simply, he says, so I don't understand, Mechazkinan, isn't this an example of, you know, shouldn't this be a problem of ein motz in mamon al yidei rov, or chazaka? It sounds like we're saying here that you have krovim in a shtar. There are two possibilities. Either he meant to be an aid, in which case the shtar is pasul, or, it was honorific and there's no problem. So why not say ein ocham b'mamon al yidei rov? That's the question. Now, we know that there can be answers to that question, say that in Akhanami pochim b'mamon achar rov, and that's, you know, the rule, and the exception is the few cases where we don't. That's something we discussed earlier in the year. Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Tosfos in Bava Kamma seem to dispute that, and it's a big discussion in the Achronim and so on. Moreover, it's possible that we might be mechalik between shtar and other things, right? Something which we again discussed this year a few times, right? Migul lahotzi b'shtar and in ochem b'mamon achar rov b'shtar. Right, you know, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya's as understood by the Beish, by the Bach, you know, in Mechila Ein Tzricha Kinyan, you know, but shiny shtar because we paskin like Beishamai, the way the Bach puts it, we paskin like Beishamai shtar omid likvos kegavui dami, or the Ramban, not really paskin like Beishamai, but Beis Hillel agrees with Beishamai in part, and that whole literature that the Ksos likes, both in the Ksos and Avnei Miluim and Shev Shmaitza again, Ksos is a very, you know, consistent thinker. So that's another way to look at this whole problem. But either way, it's a very good question. The Radvaz in Hilchos Eidos, when he discusses this problem, says, you see from here that the whole din of Eidos Shabbatla Miktsasa Batla Kula is only a psul drabanan. It's a very big chiddush. And therefore, Michaskinan, you know, Ukma Doraisa. Wow. Okay? It's a pretty radical conclusion. It's a good question in the formulation. It pushes us to think what's going on here. So the Rishonim already addressed this question in their own way, Tosav Bava Basra in particular. I'm sorry, yeah?
There is no indication in the Gemara that Eidos Shabbatla would be psul deraisa.
Correct, true.
Meaning there's no
except that, again, it is connected with you know, things like Hazama, you know, Achizim Zumos. I mean, in the Mishnah, it sounds like it's a din deraisa. The Gemara never ever says that it is deraisa. But definitely the company that it keeps in the context of the Mishnah, and again, you know, the Nitpalin and all that, you know, Lachatz Kama Vakama, it definitely is a chiddush to say it's Drabbana. The default would be that it's Daraisa. I believe that the overwhelming, you know, view is that it's Daraisa. But you're right, there's no source to contradict it, and the Radbaz thinks that things like this are indications that it can't be. Tosav Bava Basra Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis, which I did tell you, I think, to look at, right, does address this question in his own way. Tosav says, the Afal Pi, towards the bottom of the page in Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis, not towards the bottom of the Tosis, by the way, because the long Tosis that starts, you know, and goes quite a length on the next Amud, but Tosav says, three lines from the bottom. Avav Yidaleidus Acher Alpeh Shailinan Ilemechse Asisum Ola Asidu Asu. Now, Tosis is asking the question in a different way. He's not saying Enochem Baman Achar Rov, but what he is saying is, how come when it comes to Eidus Alpeh, right, we do, the Gemara says in Makos, that we question somebody, right? The Ksherim, the Psulim, that's the debate. But at least ask the question, right, here. It sounds like we're presuming, which is the way Tosa interprets, we're presuming that it's L'shem Kavod and not real, but why don't we at least ask the Edom the question, right? So Tosa says, Hainu Mishum Shalo Nechkora Eidusa Bebezdin. Avo B'shtar Ein Tzorach Lachkor Amai Chasimi Eidem Aksum Ashtar Nasa Ki Mish Nechkora Eidusa Bebezdin Dami Ki Ilu Nechkar Shalo Milui Oletnai Kosmu, right? So this is very fascinating. Again, we're not learning Shtaros right now, but you know, we've definitely made some references to the ideas of Shtaros probably this year. Yeah, several times. So we know that the Gemara does apply in two places. The Gemara applies the principle of Reish Lakish that Inamatsuma Shtar Nasik Mishinakra. So the Bezdin, a very radical idea, seemingly. I mean, it means that the signatures, the people who signed in the shtar, the signators of the shtar, right? It's as if they were interrogated in Bezdin. It was a drisha v'chakir. So it sounds all very well and good if you don't think about it too much, right? Because, fine. We treated them as Edim who had drisha v'chakira. The problem is that they didn't have drisha v'chakira, right? They may not even have been present to see the big event, whether it's the Kiddushin or the Gerushin or whatever, or the Mechiras HaSadeh, right? Or the Milva. You know, they could have signed on the Shtar on behalf of the Malva, you know, once the Loved told them that it's okay to do so, the Mitzchayev, Dasa Mitzchayev beforehand. So, A, they weren't there. B, what does it mean that they were interrogated? Right? Kimishinech Koreidus in the Bezdin. So the Gemara has this in two places. One would in the beginning of Gittin talks about, you know, Kim Shtaros. Where it says Kim Shtaros is only Drabanan, the requirement of Kim Shtaros, because Minat Torah, Eidem Aksum HaShtar Nas Kim Yishnach Reidus HaBebez. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin, that base. And then again, in the Gemara, in the second parak of Ksuvis, Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara says that you can't be, Edom cannot be Chozer, Kivin Shehigid Shuv and Chozer Magid, right? And that's based again on Reish Lakish's halacha, that in Maksum al Shtar, Nasa can be Shenechor do some of the best. What's fascinating is that you find in the Rishonim that they quote Reish Lakish, they expand Reish Lakish significantly beyond these two. And the question is, what does it mean in the two? And what does it mean beyond? So we're not going to do a, we're just doing a drive-by, so we're certainly not going to be that ambitious. But the point I want to make is that we do find this, this is one of the examples where the Balei Tosfos already are expanding, where the Rishonim, in the Balei Tosfos, expand Reish Lakish beyond the Gemara. And the question is, what do they mean by it? So, if Reb Chaim were here, you know, he would tell you that, you know, what Balei Tosfos are saying is that the yesod of Reish Lakish, Edom Achsum Lashar Nasa Kami Shenechor Edus of the Bezdin, is the idea that Edus is a blank check. I'm sorry, that Shtar is a blank check of Edus. That's my formulation, but I think it accurately captures Reb Chaim's idea, meaning there's a Dasa Mischayev, and that that Mischayevus is that if this shtar appears, you know, in the hands of the Bala shtar, right, the Malva, the Lokeach, whatever the case may be, so then the Bala shtar has the right to read right into this shtar, that's what I mean by a blank check, of Edus, and it will be given the weight of Edus of these Edim. That's how Reb Chaim understands the din of Reish Lakish, Eina Machsum Al Ashtar Nasa Kemi Shenechora Edusan Bebezda. And what Tosfos is trying to say here, that's what Tosfos sometimes calls it Reish Lakish, sometimes they say Chazaka HaKol BeHekshar Nasa. What Reb Chaim tried to prove, and the Rav Mipi HaShmua used to bring other rayas, additional rayas to what we have in the Chibur. It's in a couple places in the Chibur. In Hilchos Edus, in Hilchos Gerushin, and so on. But additional rayas to prove that this din is considered to be not merely a chazaka, hakol behechsher nasa. How do you know that the signators, you know, were gedolim? And how do you know that it wasn't, you know, a mana? And how do you know that it isn't mezuyaf? And so on and so forth. And how do you know when you say shtar chabiyari, my boy, you know, the malva's holding on to a shtar, and the lova says, I paid you. And the Malva says, what are you talking about? Shtar chabiyari, my boy. So instead of seeing these things merely as robes or chazakas, Reb Chaim's argument was that they are a blank check of Edus, and they have the force of Edus. So to answer the Radvaz's question, what you would say is, the din of Reish Lakish establishes not that there's a rove, and therefore, you know, it's subject to the question of holchem b'mamon acharov, ein holchem b'mamon acharov, but what it establishes really is a edus. Now again, not an edus which, you know, is then subject to trey if disputed. In other words, if we get evidence that the edim really, you know, the signatures really are mezuyah, or there really was a piron and just didn't collect the shtar, we're not going to say trey utrei. We're going to reassess. It's a flexible edus. It's a invisible edus. It's a contingent edus. An edus which is read in by the Baal HaShtar, all things being equal, based on, in my opinion, roves and chazakas. Because you can't get away from the roves and chazakas completely either, even according to Reb Chaim. But when you have everything in place, the assumption of Hakol BeHekshar Nasa basically says that there's edus now that says everything is good, everything is fine, you know, everything works. So what that means in this context is that if there are krovim in the shtar, then it's milo b'krovim, it's l'shem kavod, and nothing worse than that. That's how the Bali. That's how I think you need to interpret the Balei Tosfos and many of the Chachmei Sfarad who take this position. However, there is another formulation in the Rishonim, the Otzar Gonim here in Sanhedrin on Daf Tes, which I wanted you to look at. Anybody actually see it in the end? I know. No? Or everybody did? So no one wants to take credit. So the way that it's formulated is, and the Rabbeinu Yonah in Aliyos to Rabbeinu Yonah quotes us as well, right? Usha Shaltem, etc. Shnei Achim Chos Chasumim Bishtar V'Yeshalav Edem Akerim Ksheirim Chasumim Mimayim Kosher Ushtar Magbinim Beimim Shab V'Yalo. Right? Halacha Ikra Biosi Netan Al Pishnai Medim Yakum Davar Imis Kemis Bishtar Malom Pirat Lecha. In other words, this is Dine Mamedes. We paskin like Rebbe against Rabbi Yossi. Why don't we say Batla Matasa Batla Kula Bishtar? Kach Pirshu Rabbeinu Be'edus Dal Pe Halacha Kerebi. Bishtar Halacha Kerebi. This is Kuf Ayin in the Otsar Agonim. It's really it appears in a bunch of places. Shari Tzedek and you'll see the Maramakomos that they give you here. Rabbeinu Yonah, I say, quotes it on Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis in Baal Basra as well. It's in the Shittim Kuvatis there and in the printed Aliyah to Rabbeinu Yonah, etc. So this is a very fascinating idea, right? What do you mean? We paskin like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to shtaros? The Omar b'dinei mamon is the sky made us b'shar. We can arminim b'get pashut. Right? In the Seilei l'chizkia. Then he quotes the Gemara in Baal Basra. The chizkia said, milo b'krovim kosher v'kein halacha. Remember, in our Gemara, it does say, mitzkayim ha'edus b'shar. So they're taking it literally with Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. Meaning that in shtaros, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Rebbe. Or the way some formulate it, even Rebbe will agree, it's another way to say it, and when it comes to shtaros, with Rabbi Yossi. That's a slight difference, but conceptually it doesn't matter. So what does that even mean? Right. Now if you held like Rashi, that the difference between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi is a din of v'hit silo eda, this certainly makes no sense. But if you take the view that Rabbi Yossi's chiluk between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos is based on the distinction between a kat and individual Eidim. So maybe there's a Pesach, right, to interpret here that shtaros, Eidim Shebishtar, are different than Eidos Alpeh. So Rabbi Chaim in the Chibur, in Perek, Hey Alachabah, has a whole discussion about this, and there's even a more sensational piece, in a way, in the Chidush HaGrach HaLashas, in Baal Basra, Kuf Samach Beis Amud Beis, which I remember I assigned to you. I'm not going to go into the details right now. Reb Chaim really says different things. There are different layers in what he says. He's not trying to explain this. I'm trying to use Reb Chaim and part of his explanation to explain this shita of the Gaonim, as I'll explain, and I think it's also shita Sarambam, if we look at it very carefully in the language in Hilchos Eidos, but again, I'm not going to go into the details of that. What Reb Chaim tries to explain, he's trying to explain the sugya of Kulchem, Chasumu Kulchem, and so on, is that maybe there's no din of Eidos Shabbat L'Betzasa Bat L'Kula in Eidos Shabbishtar, because Eidos Shabbishtar has basically two formulations. One is that Eidos Shabbishtar is fundamentally always Eidos Miuchedes, for technical reasons. Because we say Eidos Maksum al Shtar Nasa Kamish Nechro Eidos HaBezdin, but the Drisha V'Chakira, you know, the fictional, or the virtual Drisha V'Chakira, doesn't necessarily take place together. Whatever it is about Reish Lakish that works, the two chosmim, right, aren't interrogated at the same time. They both have a din of being, of having, you know, the status of Drisha V'Chakira, but just because they're both Eide Chasima, not that it was a joint effort. So in effect, Reb Chaim argues that every Eidos Shebishtar is inherently Eidos Miuchedes. And, this he doesn't discuss, but we know there's a debate between the Ritva, we discussed this already, between the Ravid and the Ritva in Makos, and the Ksos in Simen Lamed Vav joins this whole discussion as well. And I mentioned Rabbi Kiveger as a tshuva in which he wants to go further even for Rabbi Yossi, though, right, even in Dina Nefashos. What is the din? Rabbi Kiveger's discussion of Rabbi Yossi is, even if Eidos Miuchedes doesn't work, maybe for Rabbi Yossi, right, the reality is enough to create Batla Matzasa Batla Kula. That's very extreme, very wild, but obviously very much highlights a certain perspective. the debate between the Ravid and the Ritva and the discussion of the Ksos is much more moderate. And that is, even in Dinei Mamonis, where Eidus Miuchedes works, maybe it's not Batla Maktasa Batla Kula. And as we explained, why? There is a Shemaid, but Megabe Tziruf and Kat, that's the whole point, is that, you know, when you have Eidus Miuchedes, you have two different Kitei Eidim. So if the Shemaid is enough, and you never, it's not a Din in Kat or Tziruf, even then you might say that having two Kitei Eidim is a different chalos and separates them. Right. Certainly, if you think that Siruf is a necessity for Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, and certainly if you think that Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula is an organic din in the Kat, it's not a posel, but it's what I call a psul, issues that we're going to discuss more in a couple of minutes, hopefully, or when we finish this up on Tuesday. So, you know, the possibility of Eidus Miuchedes, even a din in Mamadis, which is effective, you know, still not, still inoculating against Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula is very reasonable. Reb Chaim here is assuming one side of that. In other words, that basically every Eidus Shebishtar is a kind of Eidus Miuchedes, and therefore it solves the problem of Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Not true according to all Rishon. That's one perspective in Reb Chaim. The other perspective is that since the Yesod of Eidus Shebishtar is really not Eidus on the Maisa, but it's more like a Shvuye Shtara. It's to overcome mi piem velo mi pi savam. So maybe that is limited to Eidim Ksherim. Only Eidim Ksherim can do a Shvuye Shtara. Eidim Psulim cannot. So there, I think, that suggestion in Reb Chaim is very parallel to the suggestion that I made. You could take it or leave it in each case, as you could be mechalik between them, but my suggestion that Eide Kiyum, right, there's only a shame aid, or the only people who can be Aiden for Eide Kiyum are Ksherim. That idea is parallel to Reb Chaim's other suggestion that the Ashvuye Shtara is limited to Eidim Ksherim, and therefore there's no Chisarna Batla Mitzasa Batla Kiyum. Either way, then it would be interesting to ask, and what about according to Rabbeinu Tam, who thinks that there are two dinim of Eidus Mishtar? Not for now. But Rabbeinu Tam happens to hold the famous discussion. Rashi says in Perish Al HaTorah, as you know, that you can't write and send a deposition in the mail. Right? Mipim v'lo piksavam, you know, excludes Adam Kosei Vigeres Lebezdin. That doesn't work. And Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosis in a bunch of places, in Yibamas, Lamed Aleph, and Ksuvas Tavchav, and so on. The Mordechai is a different version, whatever, says that the problem of Pim Lom Piksavam is a problem of Ilein, who's not Roy Lahagod Alpe. But, in theory, sending a deposition in the mail is effective. So are you going to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no din of Shtar at all, and every Shtar is Mipiksav? There's a lot of evidence that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two dinim. There's a din that Eidus B'Ksav is called regular Eidus, but there's still a din of Reish Lakish, a Chalos Shem Shtar, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, of Eidus, Eidum Aksum Al Shtar Nas Kamishnet, where it is in the best. So probably this will be true, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Either way, getting back to the Shitas HaGaonim, so Rabbeinu Yonah, when he quotes this idea in Bava Basra, in Kfsamach Beis, he quotes, he says, I don't get it at all. I mean, Eidus B'Ksav, Eidus Eidus Bishtar, Eidus Balpeh, it's the same thing. The distinction between Dine Mamadis and Dine Nefashos is understandable, but not so much the distinction between Eidus Bishtar and Eidus Balpeh, and he rejects it. But I think, again, in light of Reb Chaim's discussions, just take it a step further, and that is that the whole Yesod of Rabbi Yossi, which is that when you need, you know, more than one aid, but you're not dealing with a kat, not a dus, right? But eid echad, individual eid echads, that then you don't say batla miktasa, batla kula, that could be the yisod of the garden. That's what they're saying. Rebbe would agree to Rabbi Yossi, or we would paskin like Rabbi Yossi, even though we normally paskin like Rebbe. He's right, not regarding all dine mamonis, but regarding eidus bishtar, right, which is based on And not just because technically it's Eidos Miyukadnes, but because that's the yisod of what a shtar is. It's a blank check. They didn't. There's no mitzarev in terms of the re'ia. If there was a re'ia in the case of shtar, it's a coincidence. I mean, they happened to see, they happened to be around for the kiddushin, they got an invitation, they were there, right? They don't have to be. They could be long gone. They just have to do the chasima at the behest of the miskayev, and it's all over. So there's no mitzarev, there's no kat, they don't even necessarily, you know, bond or link up at all. So what's interesting is there's a tshuva of the Rush in Klal Samech, Sif Katan Hey, or Osei, or Simen Hey, whatever it's supposed to say. So the Rush there says that if Eidos Bishtar is Nifsal because of Nifsachem and Karv Apostle, because you know, in other words, let's say that they were Chosein B'Torah Seidin, so what would be the din in terms of being made the same Eidim? Are they disqualified from being made B'Torah Eidos Alpeh in Bezdin? Like they'll come to, assuming they did see. They signed to the Shtar, they're excluded already, based on Batla Matzalta Batla Kula, in that particular case. So what would be the halacha regarding, so the Rosh says, yeah, you could do that. Okay? So the Sma in Shulchan Aruch, I think it's in Membeis. I'm sorry, Simin Mem. I think, in Choshe Mishpat. There are different explanations of this rush. So the Sma basically says that the method or the mode of Eidos Bishtar is different than the mode of Eidos Alpeh. They're just different. And as such, you know, if you're Nisbatla in one mode, it doesn't mean that you're Nisbatla in the other mode. That's his explanation, right? And it, in a way, maybe similar to the Eidachot Bishvu idea, hard to know. The Ksos in Simen Lamed Vav thinks, actually, it's a special din in Shtar. He argues that when Eidim Shev Shtar are Batel, because there's an Ashvuye Shtar element to it, so they're Batel Mikol V'Kol. We don't say, oh, there are the Eidim Psulim, right? In the case, we say the whole shtar just there's no ashvuyei shtara, so the chumrah ends up being a kula, right? It's as if they were never made at all, so they can band together the ksherim bedina mamonis now because nothing happened because of batal mitzasa batla kula. The effect of being batal mitzasa batla kula, you know, since it's ashvuyei shtara, is that nothing registered. There was no kabbalah sevus. That's the Ksos. But the Shach in Simen, I said Mem Vav, it's Mem Hei. The Ksos is in Simen Lamed Vav, and the Shach is in Simen Mem Hei. So the Shach says, when it comes to Shtaros, the Din Tziruf for Batla Batosa Batla Kula is Shas Chasima. You have to understand that the Shach in Simen Lamed Vav, we'll talk about this when we finish this up on Tuesday. We'll try to do all three on Tuesday. Maybe we'll have a longer shir Tuesday. We can have a little longer, right? Are people... 1 o'clock is good for Tuesday still, right? So well, maybe we'll just go a little longer and make sure that we... Today we can't because we have to finish in a minute. But the Shach rejects the view of the Adrama and some of the poskim who accept it, that if you hold... like Rashi and the Rajbam, that the Shemaid is Nikbal Yedei Shas Re'iya, that Shas Hagadah still also matters. Right. Again, the Adrama here in Sanhedrin, we'll recap this a little bit when we talk about the Shiurei Tziruf, the different views, Ksherim, Psulim, you know, Re'iya, Hagadah, both, you know, and so on. So the Shach says he doesn't like it at all. He doesn't think, he thinks if you hold Re'iya, then Hagadah is irrelevant. However, he says when it comes to Shtaros, that's Lamed Vav Vav. But in Mem Hei, I forget the Sipa Katan, there he says, when it comes to Shtaros, Chasima is Koveya. Because otherwise, if there's Kosh, Ksherim, Psulim, Mitzurah, Bishas, Chasima, it's a kind of, mezuyef mitocho, there's no chafza shel shtar. But more to the point is that he seems to be saying, you know, that when it comes to edus shel shtar, the edim are not edim, as we've explained, on the maisa. They're edim on the chalos and the kashrus and the ashvuyei shtara. So that is nikba b'shas chasima, not b'shas their supposed re'iya. Doesn't have to be a re'iya. Oh. So he uses that to explain the Tshuvas Harash, that you could still serve as Edom al-Peh. So unlike the Sma, who was just saying, these are two totally different types of Edus al-Maisa, what he's saying is, one is an Edus al-Maisa, and the other is Edus al-Ashviyeh Shtara, and never the twain shall meet. But Lui Yitzuyar, you know, there were two types, but they were both Edom al-Maisa. That's a question of where you draw the line. So to sum up, the question of Batla Matas Batla Kula in Gittin the Kiddushin, the question of Batla Matas Batla Kula in Dayanim, and the question of Batla Matas Batla Kula in Shtaros and the different permutations really highlights different perspectives. So what I want to do to finish up next time is spend a few minutes just talking about what are the Dinei Tziruf for Batla Matas Batla Kula. Does it depend on the Ksheir or the Psulim? And what are the circumstances? Speak about that a little bit. If you could look in Shulchan Aruch, that would help a little bit. And Simin Lamed Vav, that's the Simin of Batla Matzos Batla Kula. Then I want to speak briefly about the Sugyan Mem Aleph, Eni Odeya B'Chakiros, that the Nesivos was referring to, and a few Katosis there. Also, Tosis on Lamed Aleph, the one that we talked about briefly the other day. That's Lamed Aleph Omed Beis, right? Amid Aleph, sorry. The day is in Tosis about why you don't say Batla Matzos and Batla Kula in that case. So I want to speak about Eni Odeya a little bit, about Nogea B'davar, that's the Mishnah Malach in Parakeh. That's which psulim generate a Batla Matzos and Batla Kula. The Nesivos talks about, and the Tumim, and others speak about Isha and Ketana and Akum, very similar to the Kiblolai issues. And the you know, that we talked about, and our Kos issues that we talked about in the beginning of the year, who has a shame aid le'inyan batla mitzasa batla kula, and we'll speak very briefly about that. Then I want to move on to Palgina Dibure, the Gemara, as I told you, the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Baal Basra, the Gemara here in Sanhedrin, the Rishonim here in Sanhedrin. That'll be twofold. Number one, batla mitzasa batla kula b'cheftza shaledas, briefly, that we mostly spoke about. But especially when do you say Palginan and when don't you say Palginan? In the Gemara, Gufechot, Shnei Gufim, what are some of those cases? In the course I gave you. And then we want to talk about, finally, Mamad Lezendafashos Lezat. So those are the three things that we still want to do. And I, Mirza Shem, Thursday, I really do intend at some point Thursday to start with Zabla. So I'll give you Makoros. I'm not going to give them Makoros for Malkus B'Makom Misa, although I will try to get it at some point, or we'll put it on my obligation list. But I'll give you Zavlov Makaros on Tuesday, before Thursday. Okay.